Divine life is life in God or the immortal soul. He who lives the divine life is free from cares, worries, anxieties, misery, sufferings, and tribulation. He attains immortality, perfection, freedom, independence, eternal peace, supreme bliss, and perennial joy. He radiates joy, peace, and light everywhere. To lead the divine life, you need not retire into the forest. You can live the divine life while remaining in the world. What is wanted is renunciation of egoism, mindness, attachment, vasana and trishna. Give the mind to God and hands to the service of humanity. Serve the humanity with Atma Bhav. Serve the poor. Serve the sick with Narayana Bhav. Serve the society. Serve the country. Selfless service is highest yoga. Samadhi will come by itself without any effort for one who is solely absorbed in service when his heart is purified. Service is worship of the Lord. Never forget it. He who sees Brahman or the immortal soul in the spoon, Brahman in the medicine, Brahman in the patient, Brahman in the doctor, Brahman in service, he who thinks or meditates thus while doing service, verily reaches Brahman or the eternal. The practice of Brahmacharya is very important for spiritual progress. Brahmacharya is the basis for acquiring immortality. It is itself divine life. Brahmacharya brings material progress and psychic advancement. It is a substratum for a life of peace and Atma. It is a potent weapon for controlling the internal rajasic forces, namely calm, prod, lobe, etc. It gives tremendous energy and gigantic willpower and good vichar shakti. Japa is an important anga of yoga or divine life. A mantra is divinity. Japa is a repetition of the mantra or the names of the Lord. In Kali Yuga, practice of japa alone can give eternal peace, bliss and immortality. Japa ultimately results in samadhi or communion with the Lord. Sankirtan is the singing of the Lord's name with faith and devotion. When you sing his name, feel that the Lord Hari or Ishta Devata is seated in your heart, that every name of the Lord is filled with the divine potencies, that the old vicious samskaras and vasanas are burned by the power of the name, and that the mind is filled with sattva or purity, that rajas and tamas is completely destroyed and the veil of ignorance is torn down. This kind of mental attitude brings the maximum benefit of sankirtan. It is not the number of japa or the length of time of kirtan that counts for spiritual growth, but the intensity of bhav with the Lord's names or tongue.